Maybe we can say a little snapshot of salvation history. The leprosy was a disease that forced separation from the community. Those who were diagnosed, those who were carrying leprosy, were not allowed to be in the community. If we can recall a couple of years ago with how the government and our church responded to COVID, many of us felt that same distance and separation from the community, unable to gather, unable to worship. This is the effect that leprosy had in that community. Christ comes, opens up the avenue for salvation, for freedom. So these 10 men come. One returns, and Jesus says, where are the other nine? There's an expectation that the gifts we receive are met with a response of gratitude to God. Because this man returned to Jesus and glorified God and gave thanks and praise for the gift of healing that he received, he received the fullness of salvation. As disciples, we are expected to do the same thing. We have been recipients of the great gift of the opened path of salvation. And through our baptism, through our repentance, we are set free from that which separates us from God and from the community. And so what is our response? It should be one of gratitude. We know, hopefully, the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. As we come to the Holy Mass to glorify the one true God and to give him thanks, that we fall down in our knees in adoration. And when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, we receive Holy Communion in the state of grace, stand up and go. Pretty much the same thing that the priest or the deacon will say at the end of Mass. Go in peace. Go and proclaim. You've been restored to the dignity. You're no longer slouched down in sin, but you've been raised to new life. So what are you thankful for today? Have you offered prayers or thanksgiving today? Many times we wonder, what does God want me to do with my life? Most of you have made your decision for your state in life. So your vocation question has been answered, but every day, what does God want me to do? The verse we have from St. Paul before the gospel gives us the answer. In all circumstances, give thanks. This is the will of God for you. We very easily complicate things and add things and make things more than they need to be. Simply today, ask God to open your eyes, open your heart. What gifts have you received? And then with a surge of glorifying God, a surge of bowing down to worship the one true God, give him thanks for anything and everything, even the bad things. In all circumstances where we are asked to give thanks. For this is God's will for you today.